Georgia's 2014 legislative session is in the books. But Georgia Peanut Commission's Joy Crosby says before the legislators left town, they held their annual Peanut Butter and Jelly Day at the state capitol.
And that was just a great day for us to be able to promote peanuts. And we had lots of different samples of peanuts from Hardy Farms. The Georgia Peanut Commission had fried peanuts as well as grilled PB&Js from the Peanut Institute National Buying Points Association. So we just had a great turnout of sandwiches, and we were glad that Kroger was there donating their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches too for the event.
And Joy says in addition to the opportunity to promote peanuts to state lawmakers, they were also able to make a big difference in the community.
We donated more than 18,000 jars of peanut butter to the Atlanta Community Food Bank, and that's a value of more than $50,000 worth of peanut butter. And so we feel very fortunate as a peanut industry that the entire industry has come together through the Peanut Proud organization, which is our humanitarian relief organization. And so individuals and businesses in the peanut industry all donate to Peanut Proud, and then through them we were able to make the donation to the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.